dear listeners of Totuus Radio. This is Totuus Radio, and tonight we are talking with Hassan Blasim and Jysky J.K. Ihalainen about fiction and resistance. Fiction as a resistance and other questions. And, let's start our round two with the following question. In our program's presentation text, let's put it this way, there is a sentence that mentions powers and violence's international chess game. I suppose this is from Jysky's pen. And so, Jysky, how would you describe this game at this moment? What is happening? How does the word look like? Or how does this game of powers and violence's international chess game look like at the moment? What is your idea about it?
Yeah, my small idea is that there is a chess game without the whites and blacks, and it is more hidden game of some big companies and some big banks, which are mostly working in states, and then there is a big yellow game player also, China, which is taking over Africa and other energy places. But I feel it's very dangerous game, as everybody knows about this Ukraine and Russia, USA. I don't know. I think it takes some years to come. It is very slow process, and it is also happening a lot in Middle East, as always. It is crazy world.
What do you think, Mr. Hassan, about this chess game? What is your idea about the present situation?
I agree. It's like chess game, but the question is like who the player. It's few people around the world, this big company, rich people, who they play this chess game, and not us, not we, like people. So we know the player, but we don't do anything. Why? We are cheesy, we are stupid, we are scary. What? Why? Why we just like watch this like chess game? Like who play this chess game? Rich people, big company, few people around the world, they do this game. So the question about why we keep silent and what we wait, new idea, new thing, when we go to move, like, did we have enough information? We know, many people, they know, many people critic, everywhere you go around the world, people critic, in the bar, the street, in the bus, they talk about our daily life, they are worried about this big game, but we know the player who play this game, but we just watch it. It's like the question about the player. So must we do something? It's like, yeah, we know already it's big game, it's chess game, like, but yeah.
But aren't people doing resistance in their everyday life, every day, and like we at the moment?
Yes. I believe that, like, also, it's like, of course, it's change is not coming like this, like romantic fascists. All the time is coming change, and all the time people act, and they try to do something. In Europe, in Arabic country, for example, they have now this spring. They say, call it spring. It's like, but this real, it's like many things coming change. It's first time people in this country, they live under the dictator. They start make many serious question. We needed a new question. We needed a new imagination. They start ask about basic, like what we need, how we live, which kind of relationship with, like, West, who are, what human right, what mean democracy. It's like everywhere in Europe also, it's many young people. They start ask about this, like, situation in the economy when they following this, like, all the big bang and big like company. So it's coming act, but for me, it's like still slow. Why? Why slow? Because I think it's like, I think already we have enough information and enough to worry about something. For example, in Europe and in our country, it's like, sometimes we, for example, of course, the story is different in our country. In my country, it's my English, in Iraq is war, and other country, in Arabic country. When we say we needed time, that's a little bit like sad. It's already we know something, and we needed time. We go to pay big price in this time, and we still pay big price, like about that, because about violent people die. And here, what we needed, wait, still people pay big price. Young people, they don't find work, lonely, scary. Teenager people, they don't want to go out. Like many, a lot of a problem around the world. But we needed time to this change. Like, I know it's like every change is like needed time. But in the end, like, I mean, we are like, I would say in English, slow, or like, yeah, it's slow. Yeah, I don't know.
But like you said, in Europe also, slowly there is some insurrection, or how do you call it, some resistance on the streets even. Maybe not in Finland so much at the moment, but in southern Europe there is. I have even written a little question about this. I read it aloud. It goes like this. What do you think about the growing political movements at the streets of Europe? And like I said, at least in the southern European countries, you can have the feeling that politics are on the streets. And through this, actually the streets feel much more poetic, I would say. And this is also a connection of fiction and resistance, I would claim. But can you see some hope in the growing, also in the growing injustice which produces this resistance? I mean, do you have the feeling that the growing brutality of, let's say, our capitalistic societies makes it obvious for bigger and bigger numbers of people that we live in the middle of repressive systems? And, well, through this, revolutions become more possible, or actually, maybe I could try to put it just in one sentence. Then, can you see hope of resistance or revolution in the idea that it's becoming more and more obvious that there are we are living in quite a shitty status quo at the moment? Or maybe do you want to just also tell about your experiences in Istanbul? There yes, you had yes. Also the politics yeah. on the streets.
Yeah. No, I first tell my meaning that these brutalics are against poor people. And poor people are mostly young people. And then is middle class, which is always scared because they have maybe own house and car. So it takes some time to grow this mentality, because it is all about, of course, it is all about money and work, and if you have work, you can lose it if you go to the street and fight. And I saw this fight in Vappu, 1st May in Istanbul, and there was 40,000 cops and a lot of civil cops also. There was maybe 10,000 civil cops. And this civils who, I mean people who were surrounded by these groups, they were all the time having connection with each other, and they did have, they did know where all the groups were, and then they were warning each other. But anyway, running very fast and attacking very fast, and they went forth and back all the time. And there was a lot of tear gas and a lot of ambulances coming, and also these water canoes which are shooting poison water. Mm-hmm. And this, in the evening, it went all day, you know, forth and back, and all the streets in center of Istanbul were closed. There was no crossing main street. You couldn't cross. You couldn't go home if you live in the other side. And they put the, chased the people into the one big commune so they could get the violent youngsters and arrest them. So that was kind of crazy demonstration because the police was so many. Mm. It was impossible. Police is like army, you know. It is impossible. So that was not so nice. I don't think that my Turkish friends also were sad because it was not meant to be so violent. Mm. They could have been, you know, some peaceful demonstration, but there was no choice. So many police, so people get angry. That was...
And also the Finnish police acted very awkwardly or very weirdly this Vappu. In Finland also, they took these flags away only from the anarchists with the excuse that they are some sort of weapons or something.
Sparrows, kind of.
But did you get the feeling that, that there is some, like, positive resistance going on and it's going in a good direction, or what were your feelings about that? Whole picture?
No, picture was not nice, but my friends told that there is certain very strong groups in Turkey, of course, which are minority, and they are very leftist also. And then they are mostly in Istanbul, because Istanbul is kind of west. Mm. And our Turkey countryside is very, very Turkish, yeah. So nobody actually knows what is going to happen in Turkey inside. I don't mean there would be any war or something, but the power is not very strong now.
I mean, Lasif, I understand your question. Of course, it's basic, like, do we see any hope for change? Yes, it's like this. What I say is like part of from our life, real fiction. It's our tools, hope, like one tools. We can't lose this hope. Like, maybe you be romantic, of course, when say hope for life, change, but it's still our tools. We needed these tools to do something. Just like, for of course, you can see hope. It's people all the time. If you look at the history, it's humans change a lot, and he's not like human like before 100 years, like to better and bad. He change all the time. But he do many things good also. You can't see just this black picture around. But about change, I worry about this big price, like when big price. Is this right? Big price in English? Oh, my broken English. We pay this, like, but you can, I mean, of course it's basic when people, they ask, we needed a new education. And this also sound classic cliche. Of course we needed a new education everywhere. For poor country and rich country, they needed new education. You don't need just professional engineer professional doctor, you needed professional human also, like he understand what happened around the world, what our problem, how we deal with this politician. You don't need it just professional soldier, professional killer, professional engineer, professional doctor. You needed professional human, and that's the education take care about that. How we created, can we created new education to make people more active, more inside this our life, more creative, more new idea, more human, without selfish, how we can share thing, how we can without border. All this question is not just stuck in the art and literature and philosophy and in the academy. You want to bring this idea to all the people through education. Make him everybody share. But when you put this, all the idea, big idea or big new idea or imagination in academic art, politician, they want to talk about truth. No, you want a new education to share all this idea. And people already, they are good and they understand and they are smart enough. So it's not for few people to talk about the deep thing and deep idea and they go to change world. It's not like that. We want to share all the idea. We want to share all the philosophy. We want to make it through education, from pedagogy, like a new education, new idea, new to create people. What we search about this hope. So it's hope all the time. It's hope mean new idea. You needed a new idea. We are okay. Also, we living here. We enjoy life. Many people in the world, in the peace, still people here enjoy life. They eat, they have sex, they have love, and we have problem. We enjoy this life. But if we, what hope? Because hope is we know we can do something better, different. And it's like in the end when I say about fiction and play, it's play, but it's serious play. It's real and not real. Let's play to end, to make more different level this play. Let's don't stuck with the just one this play, we are like here and we make war and we are selfish and some people they don't have food. Some kids they die every day because they don't have food. Okay, did this play, did this real, did this fiction, did this non-fiction? Let's say it's okay, it's our life, but let's do more this play, this real life with different level. And we know. And I believe people have a lot of information. And around the world, most like, what say, like good people. Good people everywhere. But we need more act, more through education to make people wake up and to see the truth or reality or our, like, we want to enjoy life in the end, to feel safety. And what? Basic. We are here, we search about the basic question, where I come from. Like, I mean, people forget to ask about the basic question. It's needed new education. How? I don't know how. I just thinking, like any people, like how. But it's like not just professional, like worker. Like, and you created a new professional, and the professional go in this, inside the system, inside this machine. And that's education make what they make now in our day. Also sometime in art. And also when they study writing, for example, I be in New York, many people crazy about study writing because they want next day to be bestseller. So they created more professional to be inside this machine, this capitalism machine, competition. So still basic question, nobody ask about that. They want art and literature also inside this machine. So everybody happy now, it's competition, it's prize, it's money, art and literature, but we don't write and we don't think about, we try to make it more better, this play, different way. Let's enjoy it, like, let's enjoy it with peace and let's enjoy it with more, like, relax. Why? Because we feel, I don't know if I talk about guilty something. It's still, of course, it's not, I don't want to say people feel guilty when some people die because they don't have food, and some people they have, we go to Cuba, we have different lighter, 12 different lighter. Do we need the 12 different lighter? Do we have needed 20 different, I mean, what you want, Mr. Lassie? I don't know. Like, yeah, it's a crazy world. What you say is crazy. It's crazy, but it's still, you can't lose hope. You can't think, and we think. And we enjoy this life, and through history we think and we're fighting and we're writing and new politician. That's our play, that's our big game in this earth. And like they talk about human rights, almost we talk about earth right, feeling right. You can talk about right in different ways, not just animal right, human right, earth right, feeling right, dream right. No way.
So we need more professional lovers and less professional haters.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yes, but for example, in Turkey, it is very good economy, and this middle class has grown up, and Prime Minister has this party has given loans to the people to build a house, state loans. So it is very growing culture. Mm-hmm. And different way than Greece, for example. So there are good things happening also. But of course I'm not talking about East Front of Turkey.
But you have also, Hasan, been in Istanbul. Do you want to tell about those times?
Yeah, that's a really crazy time. And funny, of course, it's funny. Everything is like, when you remember everything, it's like through memories, everything's funny. But in this time, it's not funny, really, when I live in Istanbul. Yeah, I be in Istanbul illegal, without passport, without any paper, and I spent 1 year, maybe 4 months, to try find money to cross the border, continue from Turkey to Bulgaria. So it's so difficult to find work and to find place to sleep. Because you can't rent if you are illegal, and it's nothing special story like any illegal immigrant in Istanbul. It's a really difficult life. Must you work different restaurant, black work, and all the time hiding from the police, and I take me like 1 year and 4 months to find how much money, 400 euro. I needed 400 euro to cross the border to Bulgaria. So give to these people, mafia, like smuggler, you see, and smuggler. So 1 year and 4 months work in restaurant to find 400 euro to give the smuggler to cross the border. Because I try also like many time to cross border, and when you are not succeeded, so you start again to work, to find money. So you lose all your money because that take time. Yeah. It's terrible. It's not like this illegal immigrant. Sometimes we listen in the news like some people die. We already know this is a big tragedy. But with the details, what they don't show in the media, they tell it just the news, like some people cross the border and have problem. But with the details what we talk about, that's like hope and guilty. It's people, and everybody have his different story, and they are human, and they say really they are new slave for the capitalism. Slave coming here to be slave, more slave. They coming from war country, and the slave now in the West, now they don't bring slave by ship. The slave suffering, walking to come here to be slave. You know, the slave coming now by what? Walking, suffering, and dying to come to be slave in the capitalism. Before us, okay, America go to Africa, some England go to Africa and bring worker people slave. But now slave people walking. So it's like, oh, wonderful. Now we don't need to spend a lot of money. And still people, and they say, why immigrants come here and why they leave? They are a new slave for capitalism, of course. But they walking. You don't bring him by ship. You need, they make shit work here. They make Pascha work here. They work. They do many work and needed. And many in Europe, they say, we have a lot of old people. We needed more like young people, but they don't talk about that. They all the time with the immigrants is big play for politician, and people say, why you come here? I'm slave for capitalism. Now I'm walking. I come here. to be company, to have big, better life. So it's like, Istanbul, I've been in Istanbul in difficult time, but it's, many people, it's not just about my story. So it's when you be man in this world, it's different when you be kids or women when you cross the border. The worst story when you are not that have this enough strong, because you are man and you are strong, you cross the border. But when women and kids cross the border, that's really many people must they see that, and how they see that. They cross the border, no camera, no newspaper, just army, crazy army in East Europe. It's different. It's different. We need more people know about how people cross the border when they come open the pizza here. So which kind of step they, how they come here and why they come here, and this problem link with what? Of course, we won't say without border, but still, it's great. I'm being in my country. It's great this pizzeria guy be in Baghdad, and you go to Baghdad, and he's come here like just visitor. But why he's come here, and which way, and to try understand why you needed to understand these people, why coming and how, because you need it, because you don't have answer. You just ask, why you come here, back your country, do your war, why you come fighting here, why you come here, because you go Isu Kauba, Big Kauba, because you enjoy life life. You enjoy life without a question, and you needed to ask about why this slave, what I say, slave, new immigrant coming to Europe to do more work.
So you have some very personal experiences about this mentioned chess game of powers and violences, international chess game in the history.
About chess game, it's really simple, easy. About our dictator, Saddam Hussein. America and West, they support Saddam Hussein like all the time. He's in the power. And all the time inside Iraq, people, they try to change him, like artists, politician, and many people in the prison. But it's difficult to change him. He's have a lot of really strong power. The America give him all the weapon. Like when he attacked Kurdish people about chemical weapon, we don't have big factory chemical in Iraq. They bring this chemical from Holland, from Germany. And until now, nobody make this question about this company, why they give to Saddam Hussein to attack Kurdish people. I mean, until now, in the Middle East, we don't have big factory for weapon. So weapon come from West, coming from America. They sell weapon. And they don't accept any country in the Middle East make weapon, factory weapon, because they have already, so they just sell it until now. So that's about pictures, because like... America support him for a long time, give him all the power against the Iran, and after they just decided, okay, he's bad guy, let's change him. You are die. And this play, they play about what they want, this power, about all the Gulf country, oil, power, big company. You know, like for Iraqi normal people, they don't understand really America, why he come to Iraq. For example, let's say this story. Bin Laden attack America. And in Iraq, people, they don't understand. Bin Laden is not from Iraq. He's from Saudi. He's leaving Afghanistan. And why America coming here? We are not Iraqi people attack America. And still America best friend with Saudi. Arabic Saudi, big company. Before 1 month, Barack Obama, he hugged the president. And they are all the time friend. So that people in this country, they don't understand, really. They say, okay, Bin Laden is not Iraqi, and the America have very best relationship with Gulf country. When the most radical Muslim people, crazy, they coming from this country. But this country, they have oil. So, I mean, about this big play, it's like easy to see this big play. But what I say in the last time, what I say, we know who's play. We know the player, but we don't have any power to against this. What they choose, our life, politician, what they do, or we don't have enough power until now to stop that. We know who play that already. It's nothing new if you tell people America make war about oil, America make war about business. Nothing new. We repeat the same, and everybody know already. But how we act, I mean, we know about Russia. They are crazy, now they have power, they want back again to make control. I mean, we repeated the problem in the media, but we don't know what we do.
On your trip to Finland, can I ask about what happened on the border between Turkey and Bulgaria? Was that when you went to Bulgaria? Do you want to talk about that?
Yes. I try many times to cross the border. Of course, when the Bulgarian soldier, they catch you on the border, it's terrible. They do a lot of violence, and like they say, some revenge. They revenge because they wake up in the night, and they want sleep, and we cross the border, and they feel very angry. They just want sleep. Who are you? Why you cross the border? They are punish us. But the strange, that's like a very bad story. The last, before I'm succeeded cross the border, we crossed the border from Turkey to Bulgaria with some Nigerian people from Nigeria and Iraqi people. And we have just one girl with us. But the girl, she can't walking. So our smuggler from Iraq, he suggests we carry this girl all the time. We change, we carry the girl. So it's difficult because it's cold and winter time. Best time to cross the border in the winter. Why? Because soldier lazy. It's snowing and cold. In summertime, okay, soldier outside the border. And they. So we go to winter time and it's really cold and like, yeah. Difficult. So we carry this girl, Nigerian girl, all the border, like from Turkey to, and after the Bulgarian army, they catch us. After they hit us, like they take all our shoes. If you have this, because we choose good sports shoes to cross the border. They take shoes. They give us old shoes. Be naked and. Come down. They make many like difficult for us in the small when army. They have this I don't know English center in the border. Yeah, and in the night they rape this girl, Nigerian girl. Yeah, and we can hear she is like shouting and she say, "No, don't do that. Just kill me." She says, "Please, don't do that. Just kill me. Don't do that." And yeah. Yeah, that's you can see in the news, the media, when you cross the border, you say just like 50 people from Nigeria cross the border today to Greek, to Bulgarian. But how they cross the border, what details, what about human rights, what the question, it's like, yeah. And why people come?
So this is how the chess game of powers and violences, international chess game, can look like in the grassroots level. Do we try for the end of our radio program to come back in the question how we can try in the reality of fiction to fight against this sort of brutality, for this sort of repression, or which there is no lack of, or there is plenty of violence to fight against. How can we cooperate with this fight in the realm of fiction? Do you want to just try to answer this too big question?
Of course, yeah. Of course, too big. But as a new writing, which is growing up everywhere, in South Africa, South America, Europe, Asia. New writing is very fighting, very angry writing, but it is also complicated, like Bulgakov, in an old way, like Marquez, like Hassan is writing the way like some new writers are writing, that reality is more complex nowadays. And it is also because new understanding has grown in worldwide web. And we have grown tietoiseksi, conscious. We have grown conscious of that whole world is moving like volcano. Mm-hmm. Whole world is moving, and we can have connection between whole world, actually. YouTube, films, yes. All this. So this new writing comes also to theaters, videos, films as part of it, and also music. Music is very powerful with new poets everywhere. So this is the hope I'm, counting, that this world has great hope when new people come and make this new language. It is kind of Esperanto. It is not American language. It is Esperanto, lingua franca. And it is growing all the time.
So you think that, let's say, fiction is becoming more... the resistance in fiction is growing at this moment. Or it's becoming more resistant, or emancipatory, political fighting. But not in the same sense as in the 70s, for example, or 60s, 70s, the left-wing movement did it, but in a new way, maybe.
Yeah, the 70s was red and white. But this new age, it is wrong word, but new age, is like more complicated and more understanding this digital terms, because digital time is like everything happens at once, in 1 second. And globe is kind of flat. So if you go to next market, so telephone can answer can be in India. Then he calls this market to send, ice cream. So everything is happening like in jungle, very fast. It is going back, kind of jungle life.
And the world is becoming flat again. It's not a round globe anymore. You can see there. You can see everything.
Yeah, yeah. And then you can drop out if you go too far. Thanks.
I agree about that. But in the end, about literature, I don't remember who writer he say literature and art. It's really big war against cliché, and the cliché is our prison. In this life, like, it's a big war against cliché, of course. It's like a lot of question, a lot of, like, think with different way through imagination, no border. So still believe, like, I'm not believe, like, literature got to change the world. But in the end, it's like, still it's great war against cliché, our prison, and our limited to understand ourself, like, we start thinking about ourselves through literature all the time, because I think we need to understand this maybe is old question, but no answer, and we can keep the question about ourselves, and literature is a great way to change, not just like the, because politicians, they say about change, and many people about revolution, literature keep hope to change with the different way, because literature understand the truth and the reality is really different level. It's not easy to understand all the picture. You needed a lot of energy. You needed a lot of, think through silence, think through music, through literature, through all the people. That's what I say about the education. We need more people in education. They think about not just be professional and go to be soldier in this life, in the capitalism life, fighting about selfish, to be good or best. To think different way. I don't know.
So do you think now we have let's say 5 or 10 minutes of our radio program? I would have maybe one more question to ask you.
No more question. No, stop. Ask. But we talk about question. Yeah, literature make question. Must we let him ask all the question? But do you think we are right people to answer all this your question? Oh, no. Mr. Lasse, no. We just think, yeah. I think, yeah. Let's give our answer for this question, yeah. But we needed all people answer also Lasse question, yeah?
Yeah.
Other people must they think it's not our answer in the end. Just we talking.
Yeah, of course, the name of this radio program is Truth Radio, but it's meant in a, let's say, deconstructive, postmodern way. It's not very seriously called the Truth Radio. It's about the multiplicity or multitude of truths. But anyways, the last question, maybe my favorite idea, one of my favorite ideas in the recent past has been the idea of how to organize in an autonomous way in the field of resistance, and now we are talking about also about fiction as resistance. So I would like to ask that: do you think that we could try to, let's say, organize some radically emancipatory movement with the idea of fiction, or is it even possible? Do we just have to leave fiction alone and live it its own life? Or can we try some sort of movement of organizing with fiction, or maybe other way I can try to put this question is that how can we get better in using fiction as an emancipatory weapon, as a liberating weapon?
Yeah, when I was in Turkey, I was using first time this fucking tablet, which is Google-minded. And I felt that nothing is safe what I do in Android. Android is just for spy. Mm. It is very open, you know. And this machine works like he wants. Mm. Machine wants to work, not me. And then I realized that this nothing secret can be done here nowadays, and it is not the meaning to do any secret. So we should when we travel to the future, we should have more like this carnival culture, which when people dance and play and make music and poetry, so people feel more commune, more together, more happy, and then they can help each other, because every people in Finland, they blame the state when they have trouble. But it was not 100 years ago, it was not like that. People help each other. Because state was poor, people were poor. So that is, I think it is the future to make people more closely together and make things together. Not living together, but making this world happen. That is
And fiction can play a very important role in this process.
Yes, of course. All art. And also all artisans. All who make, you know, pipes for houses. And because I used to, because I'm a printer, I have printing machine. So I can change my printing. I print something like cards or something, and then I can get bread or wine or, anything changed. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm looking for in future.
Oh, Mr. Lasse, I'm done with your question. I just went back to my silent to thinking about your question and my answer. So, leave me alone.
Thank you for the talk.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And that's it. Let's continue our lives in fiction.
Yes.
In fiction we trust.
Thank you. Thank you.